learn more about a meat processing management training program. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Today I'm visiting with Jordan Wicks, who is an assistant professor and a meat extension specialist with the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. And good morning, Jordan. Thank you for joining us here on WNAX today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, I recently got word of an event that's coming up here that you are helping put on called the Meat Processing Management Training Program. Get us up to date there. What exactly does that event all entail?
Yeah, so the program that we're hosting here at UNL through our extension programming is aimed at individuals who may own small meat processors. So you may be the owner or the manager, even a lead supervisor or someone in more of a leadership role within a small processing facility. A lot of times in these small meat processing areas, we have two types of groups. And one is someone who may have, you know, really developed a passion for harvesting livestock and fabricating meat and retail products. And the other person may be someone who may, you know, seen it as a really great opportunity to keep a small locker in their community. A lot of our small rural communities have a meat locker, and a lot of those in the last several years have come up for sale. There's also been new ones built. There's a lot of challenges that can occur, right? And so when you're running a small business, you're looking at trying to manage the business and manage the people and the processes. What this is aimed to do is to help you become a really good manager or business owner with specific interest in meat processing. It's going to be a week-long intensive course that will allow you to not only build leadership skills and management skills, but also learn about how you can do continuous improvement within your facility to increase the efficiency and the processes so that they are developing a really high-quality product while still maintaining some profitability.
Absolutely. And like you said, this is a great educational resource for our small meat processors. And what are the dates of this program and what does the schedule look like?
There's an application process that is going to be, I think right now it's set up for the deadline for June 7th, but I think we're going to extend that out another week or so. The closing date for the applications will be due in mid-June. But when they apply for this and if they get accepted into the program, because we can only facilitate so many participants, so we're looking about for 10 facilities or so across the nation and the Midwest to come to Lincoln and spend a week with us. And that week will be in the middle of September. And so they'll need to make sure that their calendars are clear to be able to attend for that, because what we're trying to do is bring people in and build a cohort of small processors that can learn from each other and work together to learn as a team. Maybe it's, you know, we have a few people who are just starting, some that maybe kind of been running it for a few years, or those who, you know, maybe running more custom and retail. So we want to have some similarities, but we also want to have some contrast in our cohort so we can all learn from each other. If you are selected, there is an all-inclusive fee, but we just got awarded a grant that's going to help take some of that cost off. $3,800 may seem like a lot, but when you think that you're able to get HACCP certified, do some leadership training, all of your meals, all your hotel, all your travels included, and that is for two people from a facility to attend, what the return on that would be, which is hopefully going to be something that is able to be taken back to the facility and immediately applied to their business to get it into, you know, the growth that they are aiming for.
To find the application or more details, visit the University of Nebraska Lincoln's website and search 2025 Meat Processing Management Training Program.
But of course, you can always reach out to me at my email, which is jwicks4@unl.edu.
The application link and information will also be posted under this news piece on our WNAX website. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.